Such Rashi, the left leg dudi means it has no rim around the pool. Shein svosai gevoya. There's no rim coming up on top of the pool. Shiyu amayim amukim eitzel svosa. That the water should be deep near the end of it, because you have a rim coming up. Kamay biyems like in the middle. The chivan shein amukim, since it's not deep, shom kimati samak lesvosa. When you come near the beginning, the svosa near the rim, you step your feet in the ground. Yes, you make a hole there, like Rashi. You smooth out the ground. You're making lash. You're like making kneading the ground and the water together. That's one pshat Rashi learns. If it has a rim around the pool, like most swimming pools, it's not doima to nor, el lekli. The last leg gedudei dom lenor v'yoser. If the pool has no rim coming up on top, so the water, the pshat is the water falls over and goes on the side, that looks like a river. Then it's a live flug, you can't go swimming in such a thing. So even a small river, a small pool of water, spam in the ground, a small lake, that for sure you can't go swimming. But a swimming pool that has a rim on top, that the water doesn't flow out of it, the water hits the side, it comes back in again, so that's not doima to nor, there's no live flug. That's why we brought down halacha, this pshat. The gedudei means there's a rim around the swimming pool, so the water doesn't fall out of it. So melo, there's no gzeira otu mishum nor. So right, this is meikar adin. Meikar adin of the Gemara that we learned that betzoyne, in cold water, you're allowed to take a shower, allowed to take a bath, meikar adin on Shabbos. Therefore, meikar adin, it's only a shallow swimming. There's a new gzeira. Maybe you'll make a raft on Shabbos, that the gzeira is only in the river, or anything that looks like a river. Mashenka, in a pool that has a rim around it, that the water doesn't fall out of the pool, it only stays inside it, that's no gzera mishuma river. So there's no gzera, you would be allowed to go swimming. But lamaisa, the minig, the place can bring down, that it's a minig already, and Klai told you, trying to bring it down, not to go into cold water, not to go in the nor, even in a cold river, not even for swimming, just to go in the cold gufay, would know not to do on Shabbos. Also minik. So this is the Rabbonin, not to go into cold water on Shabbos. So not only is this, not only swimming not to do, but just to go into cold water on Shabbos when they're not to go. Shalom, by the mikvah, the Rishonim, the Achrayim talk, how can they go into the mikvah on Shabbos? But the mikvah is different though, that's not cold, you stop going l'shem rechitza. But l'chitza it's also. But Moshe has a shalom, what about taking a shower? The Achrayim only talk about going into a nor. They say just to go down, dip your whole body into the nor, even though it's cold, the minig is not to do it. What about taking a shower? So Moshe wants to say, in that time they didn't have a shower. So that zikha wasn't the cloud exera they made then, of throwing water on top of you. So Moshe wants to say that, lemokam atzar, if it's a very hot day and you're schwitzing away, he then needs to make it to take a cold shower. As he once said, because the shower didn't go into that gzera of not to go into a cold or pool. But to go into a cold pool itself, there's no heta. But frat, this is avad only if you're not wearing a bathing suit. If you're wearing a bathing suit, the mechal is also to go. Because you can't put any clothing into water on Shabbos. That's the shalom shem kvisa. Just putting the clothing into water, you're being washing it on Shabbos. So wearing a bathing suit to be a shalom and it's the rice against uneven. But without a bathing suit, meikar adin the gemara will be mutter. But halacha, the minig is, and the dinner as halacha shown, you shouldn't go into a cold bath on Shabbos. So to take a cold shower, Moshe is matir if it's a makam atzerich. If it's a very hot day and you're schwitzing away, then he's matir to throw cold water over you. Right. The Yomer Rav Zera, Anocha Zisler Ravua, I saw Ravua, Sheniach Yodov Kineget Ponev Shamata. When he was going into the river, he covered, like his bris milah, he covered. For Layadana, I didn't know, Inogi Lenoga, that he touches Mokam Milo, then he touches Aver. So he did it, he didn't touch it. While he was covering himself, like, as he was wearing a bathing suit, he was going naked into the river, and he covered himself there. Did he touch it also or not? So the Gemara Pshitat Lenoga, Vad, didn't touch his Mokam Milo. The Tanya, we have Lezer Weimer, Koloiches Biyama, whoever holds his Aver. O Mashtun, he makes Meir Glayim, is Kilu Meidu Mabel, as if he brings the Mabel on the world. Because that was the Chet Dora Mabel did, Rashi. Rashi, Inoga Ba'oma, Kilo Mevi Mabel Olam, Shem Eschamim, if you hold your rave, you make yourself hot. O Bolo De Kerib, come out to Esoya Zerom. Vezeo Kekula Shadur HaMabel, that was the chet of Dor HaMabel. Moetzim Shichva Zerol Vatolo, Tiasiv Ki Hishchiz Kol Bosa. So do this Averi, it's like bringing the Mabel. So L'chur Avad, he didn't touch his Aver. So tomorrow maybe there's no Raya. L'yoy L'mor Merabaya, maybe my learn. Omer Abaye, Asol Kavoshes. No, maybe here it's mutter. As if an army is coming into the city. That knows when you're scared, then we're not choshi to come with a hero, come with a chimim. What's the loch of this? The Tanan. Volshe, so you have an army coming into the city. Shenichna Solir is Bishash Sholem, when is peace, then Chav Yis Pesucha. The Shalom, you have Yayin Nesach, you have Yayin open barrels of wine, you want to know that the Goyim touched the wine or not. So if you have open barrels, Asuris, it's Asuris, because Mustama, they went around all over touching all the open barrels. Stuma, if your barrels are still tight, closed, then Mutaris. We don't know when they opened to put the hands inside it, they didn't touch it, it was closed. But all open barrels are also. The Shas Mechoma, the army is coming through the Shas Mechoma, Elu V'Elu Mutaris, both are Mutar. Why? Lefishen Penai L'Nasich. The Goyim don't have any time to go stop off and put the hands inside the barrel. So even though you have an open barrel in front of your house, we're not choshi the Goyim came and touched it. Almo, Kivan Devisoi, since the Goyim are afraid it's in the middle of a war, Lo Menatchi, when you're scared, worried, you don't do things, you don't think about other things, you're just scared, they weren't Menatchi, the Yayin. Hezachinami, Kivan Devoi, since he's afraid, Lo Yoslo Huri. Even if he touches his Aver, we're not afraid to come with a hero and a Chimon, because he's afraid right now. For the Gemara, V'hocha mai Bisusa, what is he afraid about? Bisusa the Nahara, he's afraid of the river. Before he goes into the river, he doesn't know, will drown there or something will happen to him, he's afraid to go into the river. So for him, he was matured. Trashi kobolshes asu lohoder bahua. Bolshes means chayolas gaius, the army. Habol ir, al shem shem chapshim, they chap everything. O bolshem es ir, korole bolshes, they go and chap and grab everything. Bishash sholem again shu, shal oisam alchuz, kid, yes, right. So the Gemara ain't in it like, not like this. We Omer Rav Abba, Omer Rav Huna, Omer Rav, Kol HaManiach Yodav Keneged Ponev Shamata. If when you're going swimming, or you're going down to the river, and you, if I started the first time, they didn't wear bathing suits, you went there naked. So when you're going down naked, if you're embarrassed and you want to cover yourself, you want to put your hand near your Brisho Mila, you're not allowed to do that. It's Kilo Kaifa Bebrisa Shalav Amavinu. As if you're embarrassed that you have a bris, you're not allowed to cover yourself there. So here, how could he cover himself? The good, you're saying, he could even touch the Ever, but v'chalatakash, how could he cover up his bris mila? It's as if you're being koifer in the bris. Trash yekilu koifer. The nearest shu boish bedavu, as if you're embarrassed, you have a bris mila. And the gemara like kashio, ho kinochis. When you're going down to the rivers of pshatas, your back is to the people. You're only facing the river. Nobody sees you. Then you're not allowed to cover up your bris mila. If you cover it up, then it looks time you're embarrassed of the bris mila. Hoki sol, Mashenkin, after you went down to Nor and you're coming up again, now you're facing the Yam, Mishum Tzlius, then you have had to cover yourself. Trashi kinochis lenor, when you go down to the river, Ponov Kalpi Nor, your face is facing towards the river. The Yenkam Mishum Tzlius, nobody sees you. So there's no din you Tzlius to cover yourself. Is Oslach Faisa, you also cover your Ava then. Some Hasidic people, they go swimming, they don't wear a bathing suit. That's the Gemara. They always ask them, what are you wearing a bathing suit for? Because you're embarrassed. And now that I'm embarrassed, you're not supposed to hide your bris mila. If there's not a shalom, there's nobody else there. Only men are there. There's no shalom. Ki solik mashenki, when he came up again, upon of kalpiyom, he's in front of people, then mutim shem sneers. That's sneers. If a lot of people are there, then it's a sneers, then you should cover yourself. Gemara ki hod the rova shochi rova like bent down to cover himself. Rav Zera Zokin, the chur is no stira. One was going down, one was coming up. Rabbon and the very Rav Ashi ki konachte when they're going down to the river Zakvi, they went straight up. They didn't cover themselves. Ki kosalki when they came up from the river shochi they bent down like to cover themselves. Al sneis. Tomorrow Rav Zera heavy kol mishtamit with Rav Yehuda. We had some more before brochis. Rav Zera used to run away from Rav Yehuda. He didn't want to meet up with Rav Yehuda's Rebbe. Why? The boy in Lamesik Laro the Yisrael. Reb Zera right now was living in Bovel, and he wanted to go to live to move there to Yisrael. And mainly he was afraid of his Reb Yehuda, because he knew Reb Yehuda's Shita was the Yom Reb Yehuda. Kolo Oila mi Bovel Eretz Yisrael, Oiva bi Yesai, it's an Yisra Asai to leave Bovel. Shenemar Apostle says, Vavolo Yuvo, you should go to Bovel, Vishom Yi, when there you should stay. How's Reb Yehuda, you're not let it go up. So Reb Zera Mikra didn't dingzachon his Rebbe. Rako Ponim didn't want to go near his Rebbe, like his Rebbe shouldn't put him into Kanas, put him into Nidu that is going up. So Rashi, Bavala Yuva Vishama Yi, or before Rashi says, in Mishtam Rashi Ho Yora Miliros Loi, he was afraid to see his Rebbe. Mishum the heavy boy, Reb Zera Lamesik Laudi Yisrael. Zera wants to go to Yat Yisrael, Reb Yehuda Loi Svirulei, the European Yigzu Olav Melelech, he'll make Xeri, you can't go. Even the Rav Zera holds me Ikra Din, I'm allowed to go. That's Kozma, remember, Rebbe doesn't say it's an Issa. But when Rebbe tells me I'm not allowed to go, I can't go.
But the Rebbe held, if you'd hold, b'volu yuva b'shamayia ad yom pokti. If we observe, what's observe, hold this post, k'am anein. Emeloch, hay kroa b'kli sharas k'siv. There mina b'shan shtendin and gzeris. I'm talking about Issa going up to Eretz Yisrael from Bogle. It's talking about a kli sharas. Kli. Kli sharas, talking about. Right. So the Maisa was of Omar of Zera said, Eza, let me go. V'yeshma minay nusa. I won't let my Rebbe see me, but like I'll go in the back of the shir. Let me hear a shir. Let me hear some halachas that my Rebbe is saying over. V'yisiv, then I go up to Eretz Yisrael. Ozel, he went to his Rebbe, Ashkechei de Koi Bebani. He saw his Rebbe was in the Beis House, was in the Beis Amerchas. Okomar, his Rebbe was saying things there. Okomar le the Shami. He told the Shamish, hey, V'yali Nasser, bring me like some soap. That's one thing, right? To take a bath. Yeah. He needed soap to clean himself good. Bring me a comb. He had to comb himself. He said also, open up your mouth, breathe in to hot air, and that will make you sweat. That's healthy. That's the way you go to a bath house. Open up your mouth. The heat of the Beis HaMerchus go inside your mouth. That will bring out the zeyah, make you shrit. That's healthy. The zeyah is a zach lebriyot. I didn't speak out taste before. Taste before says, we had before on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to heat up water for a chitza to take a bath, but you're allowed to take a shrit on Yom Tov. You're allowed to heat up Americas for shrit. What's the difference on Yom Tov? So he says, to take a chitza bath, that's not called a tainuk. That's enjoyment. And not everybody does it. So it's not called davar shavu chol nefesh, and not let it heat up water for a bath on Yom Tov. Mashenkin lezeya, a take a shvitz, that's called the briyat, that's called the health. For health, everybody does things for health. So therefore, you're allowed to heat up the Beis HaMerchatz for a zeya on Yom Tov. But that's the briyat, that's for health. Seros is telling what the health about a Beis HaMerchatz is. You let the heat go inside your body, that takes out the zeya, the bed. Right? Another thing he said was, the ishtu mamaya, the bevani, is also good to drink from the hot water in the Beis HaMerchatz. When you're inside there, you should drink from it. It's also a breed. It's also a good thing. Trashi v'ishtu min mayim chamim, from the hot water. V'yafil loy huchme ele rechitza. Even though it's only heated up for rechitza, not for drinking, it's good to drink the hot water there when you're in the Beis HaMerchatz. Is Omar, so Reb Zeira said, il mole le bosi el l'shmaya dovezel, if he only came to hear these two halachis, is daya, it's good enough. Because these are halachas, how to take care of yourself. We did things l'shma to keep himself healthy. The more vishnei meviyal nater meviyal masurik. That's good. Kamashulon dvorim shachel mutlar meblashna kodesh. The chur who is in the Beis HaMerchatz here. So from here I see halacha that you're allowed to say things in lashna kodesh even though you're in the Beis HaMerchatz. There's no halacha here. His stam said, bring me soap, bring me a comb. That's muta. Next thing, pischu pamaychu vafikum. Have all. He said, open up your mouth, let the heat go in, or let the sweat go out. Nami kiddush Shmuel. The yom Shmuel. Havlo mafik havlish. No, the heat comes into your body, that makes the bad heat go out. That makes you sweat. That's healthy. Strashi mut loimim veis amerchas afilu boshin kodesh. Havlo de merchas anichna zerachateh. The heat that comes through your mouth, mafik havlo de zayit. So santana, if you go to a shvitz, shouldn't keep your mouth closed, you think you sweat. No, the ikka sweat is that the heat should go into your mouth and inside your body, and that makes you shvitz. What's so good about drinking the hot water of the Beis HaMerchatz? The Tanya Zog to Gemara, it's a good thing. If somebody ate the soot and didn't drink afterwards, as if you ate to kill yourself, it's no good. That's the first thing, bear with your stomach, it's no good. If somebody ate, and then he wants to go to sleep right away, you're not even walking down Damis, is achilosa markavosoi. You're eating will right away inside you. Vizel tchilos reachra. That's the first thing that makes you smell bad. Drashla holach down Damis, koidim shiishin. Because after you eat, you shouldn't go to sleep right after you eat. You should at least walk down Damis first. Drashla markavis, enem esacheles lasa zevum. You're not going to let your digestive system work to digest the food, to make zevum, but the food will stay inside your hole and will rot away inside you, and that's where you get reich ra. That's how you smell bad from. Trashi reich ra, reich apit. Ha-nitzrach l'nekov, somebody has to go to the basic kisei. V'yochel, instead of going, he eats first. Doima le'tana she'sikul agabi afore. Doima to a tana, you start to put new coals in, but usually, how do you heat up a tana? First, you take out the old coals, then you put a new coals. Here, he left the old dirty coals there, and he put new coals on top of it. It's not so good. Here also, if you're eating, when you have to go to the Beis HaKisa, the new eating is no good. It's only bad for you.
Right? So the zeh tchilas reach zuma. That's the bed that makes you smell bad. Rashi kol gufoy mezuyim bezeh tamid. It'll make your body sweat and stink and smell the whole time if you do this. Right? Rochat techamid. If you go into the shvitz, you go take a hot bath. For lo shosim mehen, and you don't drink from the hot water of the merchatz. Doima letana is doima to a tana shetekuli vachutz. You heat, you put all the heat outside the tanner, but you didn't put the coals inside, you didn't gain anything. As part of the health of going to a shvitz is to drink from the Beis HaMerchatz. That's healthy, it's also good for you. It's not worth anything. The whole way you cook in a tanner is put the coals inside and you have a nice fire. If the coals are only outside, it doesn't help at all. Right? The rochatz pechamin. If you wash your rochatz in hot water, after the shvitz, you didn't throw cold water over you, doima labazel, doima to a metal, shechnisul, or you heat it up on the fire, v'lechnisul v'tzoynin, afterwards you didn't put up the cold water, it's no good, it becomes soft. What makes the metal hot again, is at the end we'll see it's called siruf, putting it into cold water, that's mechazik, the whole metal. Rochatz v'loy soch, if somebody made a rechitza, v'loy soch, he didn't wash it, he didn't rub himself with oil first, is doima lamayim agabi chavis. Doima to water on top of the chavis is no good. Trash the mayim agabi chavis, al shulav. Water that's on the shul, the bottom of it, it's started on the side of it. Shemin nechnas l'terech, the water doesn't come inside it. As before you take a merchot, you're supposed to put shemin, rub yourself down before. That's good for the shvitz also. First you rub yourself with shemin, that's the way to take a good shvitz. So now when she was gewaltig, it felt very good. He learns Hilcha Shvitz. He learned Halacha, how to take a good Shvitz. But he did have Al-Miri, he said, L'shmo avad, you do this, L'briya, take care of yourself. It's a mitzvah. Right, there's a Mishnah. Moliyar ha-gorif. Moliyar is a type of a big kettle. Even though you took out the hot water of it, it's shayst the men of a Shabbos. You're allowed to drink the cold, you're allowed to drink the hot water on Shabbos. Antiki, another type of a big kettle. Afal pish, the groof, even though you took out the coals of it, ain't shayst the menu. You can't drink from it. So Rashi says Pshat, Merliv Hagot Rashi, Min Gechol Mabayun. You took out the coals out of this big kettle from before Shabbos, a Shoysin. They made me with Shabbos from the water on Shabbos. So Rashi Shit reads, V'yafa Pishuch Muktsas, Mach Masakli, even though this kettle, the type of a kettle that before Shabbos, you have coals on the bottom of it. So even if you took out the coals, the metal is still a little bit hot. So you're still like heating up the water a little bit on Shabbos. That's the Chiddush, still it's Mutim. Yafa Pishuch Muktsas Machmas Akli, the Fishena Moisef Hevel. That Messias the Kli is not that hot, it's not Moisef Hevel, it doesn't get hotter and hotter. Elefaket Meshamer just keeps its heat, retains its heat. O Mekayim Chem Shlehem. So Yisrochu, that's Moliyah. Mashaik and Rashi learns Antiki, that's a bigger pot, there's more hotter, that Kisavius being Moisef Hevel, that's why it's Osir on Shabbos. So the Gemara. Hechidama Moliyah Hagorv, what's called Moliyah Hagorv? He took out the coals. Tana mayim mifnim, you have water inside. Usually the coals were right outside of it. So here you took the coals away from it, so it's not moist of hevel anymore. It's mutter. Antiki, what's called an antiki? Rabba oma bekiri. It means a big kli that's doima to a kira. There is mamish the coals are right underneath it. So Rashi in Rashi Nigmara bekira chalal yesh bekira. There's a hole like is a hollow in the kira. Eitz a chalal near the hole of it. Shagacholam boy. O mayin nesunim bechalal asheni. And the water is right next to the next chalal. The afagad the domino malir echurus doima to the first kettle that has coals on the bottom. Miyo kira doifna. Here's something about the sides are very thick. The or todir betoichen. The heat inside is very todir. Call your meisachil. For doif no cham miyoyd. Doif think it's very very hot. O mois of hevel b'mayim. It's mamish mois of hevel. Afa b'shigrufim in the cholam. Even though you take the cholam out, there's such a hot pot that even on Shabbos can say to be mois of hevel. So Rashi learns Rashi shitri this doim to atmanam that you be mois of hevel on Shabbos. That's why it's awesome. So he says what the first man here says antiki is rabba b'kira. Some doim to a kira. We have nachem b'yitzchama b'dudi. No, it's doim to a big dud. Rashi Yerva Gedela, big pot, big kettle. Oysen loy shtei shlam, it has two bottoms to it. For noisen gecholim bein shtem, you have coals in between the two bottoms. For mayim elo yoyim, that's what this is. The marmandi yom abei dudi, that even that is us, it's not so hot. Koshchein bekiru. Avada words, doyma to a bekiru, the walls are much thicker, and it's much hotter, avada it's also. For mandi yom abei kiru, the one that says the bekiru is also, abei dudi loy. But if it's only this big kettle, it only has two bottoms to it. That's not so hot, that's mutter. Tanik of Rav Nachman, Antiki Afa Pisha Grufon, Uktum even took the coals out, and Shreis the Menu, the nation of Chushta, Mechamamosa. Now the Chushta, that's by Yerah Gedela. You see, even just the big Yerah is also Mosa. So then learned Rashi. Rashi learns the Shalas, is the Shalas only if it's moist of Hevel or not. So Rashi, Zeh Shrel, who every kettle that we have on top of the fire, how is it mutter to use the kettle as Zichel moist of Hevel? Let it be an Issa Atzmona. That's part of Tosis Kashas on Tosis Kashas and Rashi. The Loch we hold the way Tosis says, the bottom, and Tosis, Venira Kapirashara Purus, Tosis says, Molir Agorf means, Shaisen Hemenu B'Shabbos means, Shemoizgin Hamayin Chamin V'Yayin. You're allowed to pour the hot water right out of this and put it into Yayin. Why? Chor Tosharafim V'Iruk, Klirishin is Mavashal. Hey, it's like a hot water. So to pour it out of the hot pot, the chur can't pour it straight into wine, because you'd be mavash of the wine. It's mut the war the fish shemayim ainim kol kachamin for malir. See, it's bash la yayim in a mayim. We're talking about the malir. It's not so hot, not yatz letis boy. So when you pour it out, it's not mavash of the yayim. Shemayim gum teichoy. Aval antiki mashenk in a kettle, a hot kettle, af a fish shegruf even they took out the coals. And shes the men lofish antiki yesh bo hevel yeser. It's much more hotter. O mizbash la yayim in a mayim b'shas mezigom. When you pour the water out, that's also to pour it into yayim, because that's being mavash the yayin. So this pshat is brought down halacha. Then I mean, like our nechlami, our hot water, our hot tea, hot kettle of water. That when you pour it out, you should know it's iru klirishin is mevashel. So our eitzer always is we pour the water first into an empty kli. That becomes the klisheni. And in the klisheni, you put the sensor, you put the coffee, because the klisheni is not mevashel. But to pour directly from the hot water kettle into something else, that's this mishnah. That molia means the water is not that hot. So you can pour in a tamavashal, and a tiki means a hara kettle, that there you pour it off, it is mavashal blebosa. So the Mishnah. Ha-mechem, this is the hot kettle of water, shepinu. If you took it off the fire, lo yiten l'teich etzoyni. You're not allowed to put cold water inside it, because posha to be mavashal on Shabbos. Drasha ya-mechem, kumke mishocham, a big hot kettle of water. Shepinu, kula mastis l'fosha gemara. The gemara will explain the whole Mishnah. A posha means you took the hot kettle off the fire. Now, or even if you emptied out it, you emptied the water out of the hot kettle, you're not allowed to put cold water inside it. Because since the pot is still hot, when you put the cold water inside, you'll be mavash of the cold water. That's awesome. B'shvil shechaymu. Elonais tnu l'toichoy. But you're allowed to pour from the hot water into the cold water. The Gemara will explain, I'll chur sosu mavashal. The chur is also iruk klirishin. You're pouring the hot water into the cold water. The Gemara will explain, it depends how much urim, how big it is. You're allowed to pour a little bit hot water into a big cold jar of water. Because even when the water comes in, afterwards it's not going to be mavashal, it'll only be a little bit warm. That's mutter. I mean, it depends how much hot water you have negated to the cold water. And the side is posher, you can't make the cold water yatz letus boy, that's isabishal. But if after you mix the hot water with the cold water, it won't be yatz letus boy, that's going to be mutter. Just to make it look warm, that's mutter. So tomorrow might come. What is the Mishnah saying? Rashi might come. My pinu or my liyta and v'hodar oma abul noisin. What are we saying? You can't take out. Then we say no. You could put in. What's pshat the ration? The Mishnah. You mechem shepinu. If you took it off, loyitn l'toychi. You can't put water inside it. Then right away it says abul noisin l'toychi. You are allowed to put inside. It's a stira. Are you allowed to put inside? You can't put inside. But the more my come, om ravada ba masna, hochi come. This is what the Mishnah means to say. Ha mechem shepinu mi menu mayim chamin. If you had this hot kettle of water, that you emptied out the hot water, there's no more hot water inside it, it's still lo yitin lo teichon mayim watim. You can't put a small amount of cold water inside this pot now. Kedei shichaymu. Kedei that the kettle will boil up the water, because it's bishul. Avo nois lo teichon mayim rubim. But to put a lot of cold water in, that you're allowed to. Kedei lashirin. Because even after the cold water gets in, it's only going to cool off the pot. The pot will only like make the water lukewarm. So the chiddush here is that when you're pouring, what are you doing? You have a hot kettle, mama's just boiling hot the kettle itself. You emptied it out, but it's still a klirishin. If you put a little bit of water inside, it'll make the water yatz letus boy, it's awesome. When you pour a lot of water in, since at the end it won't be yatz letus boy, it's mutter. The chiddush is either the first drop when it touches the pot, that does become yatz letus boy. By water you don't say that. By water we say you have to look afterwards. The whole thing comes in like one shot. So since at the end the whole water is not yatz letus boy, there's no whistle. That's the chiddush. Treading more the kasha, but baloi mitzarif, there's another shayla here. The pot was just heated up. When you heat up a pot, the metal is like soft. Afterwards, when you put cold water inside the pot, you harden the pot. That's an issa called mitzarif. You're like making the pot now on Shabbos. Shrasha baloi mitzarif. Kishakli matchis, when a metal kli, cham is very hot. But nois no teich is certain, then afterwards you put cold water into it, mechaskum, es a kli, you mechazik the kli. Vizui gemar melachton, it's not much a melechas like binyan. Hat surfen is the melechas of surfen, the way you make kalim. She resichas or mefafosoi, that the heat makes it very soft. The curve the shover, kamato break, the metal kli. V'amayim et sarfen, now when you put cold water in, that's the mechazik kli, that's the gemar, it's makva patish, or it's binyan. There should be an issur on Shabbos. How can you put the cold water in? And the first Torah says Reb Shimon. The Mishnah goes according to Reb Shimon. The Yamadov is Shani Meskaven Mutter. As you have to say, it's not a psik reish here, and you're not mechavan to do it. Therefore, it's Mutter. Maskavu Abaya Midi Meichem. You're holding daf Mem Aleph Omer Aleph on the bottom by the Mishnah. The Mishnah says Ha Meichem Shepinu. If you had this mechel's hot pot of water that you emptied it out, so leitin l'teichet zayin, now that I put cold water inside it, b'shvil shiyichomu, in order that the cold water should become hot, there'll be an issur bishul on this.
Water was bashed, that's an issur bishul on Shabbos.
Avonoisin hu l'teichet, this is going to be the Gemara's theory. Now the Mishnah says, no, you are allowed to put cold water inside it. Oy l'teichet kais, or else you can put water inside the kais, k'dei l'hav shirim. You can put cold water in, not al menas to heat it up, but just to make it lukewarm, that's mutter. For the Gemara might come, what does the Mishnah say in the Churtz Astira, the Reish to the Seifam? Omer Avada Bar Mas Nochi Koma, HaMechem, you have this hot kettle of water, Shepino Mimenu Mayim Chamin, you emptied it out, you poured out all the hot water out of the kettle, Is Aloko Lo Yitein Lo Toichon Mayim Watim, now you have this hot kettle, you should not put inside it a little bit cold water, Kidei Sheyichmu, because you put a little bit cold water inside, you're going to cook it up, you'll be over there to Bishl on Shabbos. But you're allowed to put at one shot a lot of cold water inside it. It's only going to make the water lukewarm, so it never come a day bishul. That's mutter. When you cooked up this pot, you had this hot kettle of water. Now you emptied it out, you took all the hot water out. Now if you're going to fill it up with cold water,